People are realizing post this pandemic, they probably don't need to go to the office as much as they might have. And so people are starting to rethink where they live, both from a lifestyle perspective, but also some people have realized their houses aren't suited to working from home. They don't have a workspace, they can't shut off from the kids, etc. So others are moving even within their own location to find a better place that's got better working from home facilities.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of this week's show. Today, I'm joined by REA Group CEO Owen Wilson and Chief Sales Officer Kul Singh, who, like many in the industry, have been navigating the highs and lows of 2020. This year, REA have also needed to prove some resilience through challenging times, but have managed to support agents while delivering solid results and audience growth, mostly while under lockdown. Owen, Kul, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
I should say welcome back. And Owen, fun fact, 2 years ago when we first talked, you'd just come into the role of CEO and we were predicting all sorts of great things in 2019. And then we had a Royal Commission and then we had an election and 2019 turned into a bit of an interesting year. And then we caught up again at the beginning of this year, just after the bushfires. And you said to me, we couldn't have predicted what happened last year. This year's got to be better, right?
I remember saying that distinctly. What a prediction.
You guys are pretty brave talking to me again. But here you are.
I'm hoping we don't have three strikes. We've had the Royal Commission, the drought, bushfire, COVID. I think whatever I did, whether it was black cat or a broken mirror or whatever, I think hopefully we've paid our dues.
I know. It's third time lucky, I think.
Yeah.
So let's kick off with a bit of a roundup of the year so far. So 2020 has been interesting and tough, you know, but we've also seen some great resilience within the industry. So, Owen, what types of conversations were occurring behind the scenes at REA as the threat of COVID became real and apparent?
Well, sitting here today, I think we all forget how quickly this evolved from kind of no cases in Australia through to lockdowns and restrictions very, very quickly as the governments responded. And so we all had to move incredibly quickly. Our very first priority was the health and safety of our staff. And so we moved immediately to working from home. We were one of the first companies in Australia to go to 100% working from home. But then quickly after that, our attention turned to our customers. And we had a lot of conversations in the background with our customers about what we could do to help support them, but also to help the industry to continue to function.
What were the key things that you felt like you had to address quickly to get the show back on the road, if you like?
They probably fall into two categories. The first was around financial support for our customers. You know, when the market suffered from the restrictions, particularly in April and May, right across the country, and we saw a huge drop in listings, we moved quickly to support our customers financially and we brought in a discount on our subscriptions. The second element of that was to bring in new products and features to give customers the opportunity to give vendors the confidence to come to market. And so we brought in new product features like free relist, free upgrades. We brought in pay on sale for the very first time where, you know, it's kind of no sell, no pay. And then behind the scenes, we also spent a considerable effort trying to get the message out to consumers that the market was still open for business despite the restrictions. If I don't even recall, we ran full page ads in every state and we got a lot of editorial time just trying to give consumers the confidence to go to market during that time.
It was definitely an interesting time. And I remember we actually went to market with our office during that time as well, and definitely interesting times, but still got a great result by being on REA. So, Kul, you stepped into the role of Chief Sales Officer in January, so that must have been a bit of an interesting time for you and a bit of a baptism of fire. So tell me a little bit about your experience in stepping into that role in such a challenging time.
It certainly was a baptism in more ways than one. Reflecting back, though, It was a period of accelerated learning and decision making, and I was very fortunate and still am to be surrounded by some amazing people at REA, outside of REA, equally within the industry. A lot of people reached out to me and asked how they could support me in the business, and vice versa, being able to pick up the phone and speak to some key influencers and ask what can REA do to help them and their businesses in the broader industry. So I was very fortunate to have that fantastic support. As Owen mentioned, once we moved to securing our workforce and teams, our priority was very much on doubling down our service with our customers. And we managed to increase our contact rate with customers by 215% during the first lockdown. So March to June, we doubled down our contact rate, picking up the phone, whether it was Zoom or whatever it might be, to make sure we're on the front foot and listening on how we can support them and their businesses. And then in addition to the support measures Owen's touched on, it was fantastic to see the product innovation like digital inspections. We moved to roll that out within a week of the first lockdowns to keep the property market moving. And then additionally, we introduced online auctions to continue that transaction process online. So immensely proud of the efforts of the team internally to move so quickly. And again, we're continuing to focus on driving new prospects and vendors to our customers. And hopefully we're starting to see the tide shift. In the last month or so, we've seen consumer confidence and seller confidence double compared to the March period in respect to selling their properties. Match is a fantastic product in driving new prospects to customers. Leads are up 18% versus last year, and one in three of those leads are converting to a listing on site. So hopefully a great sign of things to come.
We're definitely seeing some good green shoots here as well. One of the new initiatives launched by REA in 2020 is the property panel. So what exactly is that, and what is REA looking to achieve?
Yeah, collaboration, I guess, for us was a key theme this year to make sure we're partnering with the industry closely. And the property panel is a more formalised way of continuing that collaboration and strengthening that in the year ahead. And I guess the intention of the panel is to guide and shape REA's innovation and development pipeline. Our customers across the country were invited to join, and we had an overwhelming response. Close to 950 people registered their interest in joining, and it's a unique way for them to provide ongoing feedback to us and how we bring new products and services to market. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how that evolves in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. It's unusual for agents to want to have their say.
Well, we're two ears, one mouth with respect to listening, and we want to make sure we hear firsthand what we can do to continue to support the industry. You know, into 2021, we've done some fantastic support this year. I think we've had some great feedback. We want to continue and strengthen that.
And despite the easing of restrictions in Victoria, because REA, like a lot of Australia's large businesses, is headquartered in Victoria, so you guys have felt the effects of the lockdown personally a great deal. And we'll still be feeling the impacts of the pandemic well into next year, looking for a vaccine and all that sort of stuff. So what sort of support are you guys thinking about for the real estate industry or for agents specifically moving into 2021?
Yeah, look, many markets are starting to show signs of post-COVID normality. As you mentioned, there's potentially a great vaccine on the horizon. There was some media on that this morning, but we completely understand that COVID is still impacting, you know, vendor confidence, buyer confidence across Australia, and the market hasn't fully recovered. And recognising this, we cancelled our contracted price change that was due to come in earlier this year. So we've cancelled our contracted price change and made a commitment to freeze our prices until July 2021, and hoping that provides greater confidence to our customers and greater certainty over the months ahead as we look to accelerate out of what's been definitely a challenging year. The benefits of the flexibility we offered this year in support was absolutely clear from the feedback we had from our customers, and we're committed to ensuring we continue to offer that support and flexibility. And I think freezing our prices until July 2021 will offer greater confidence to our customers and their vendors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you've probably had a bit of good feedback about that already.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some fantastic feedback from customers so far. I'm sure Owen's equally had plenty of phone calls and emails and texts. I think for us, we want to make sure our customers feel supported, and we thought it was the right thing to do to cancel what was contractually in contracts for customers, but the right thing to do was to cancel that.
It has been such a challenging year for everyone that I'm sure there's much appreciation out there for that. But I guess, it hasn't all been gloom and doom. And across the industry, we've seen, as you've already mentioned, Cole, some great innovation and the ability to adapt. And I thought it was amazing the way that you guys pivoted so quickly into online inspections and all of that sort of thing. Owen, what were some of the challenges and highlights for you in 2020?
I think the challenge was clearly with the pandemic moving to 100% virtual working so quickly. We were lucky in that, you know, being a tech company, we were well set up from a technology perspective. You know, we all had Zoom, we all have laptops, you know, so from a hardware perspective, it was easy to do. But to actually change the way we operate so quickly was incredibly pleasing, because over the course of the months that ensued, we delivered so many new innovations, so many new products, and did them at such speed. It was incredible. As Cool mentioned, you know, to increase the level of customer contact by over 200% while working virtually was a fantastic outcome. So for me, the absolute standout highlight for 2020 is going to be the resilience and determination of our staff through this to deliver, continue to deliver both for customers, consumers, and ultimately for our shareholders.
Let's talk about audience growth, because in your annual report, you delivered some pretty interesting statistics and also grew the number of views on realestate.com.au during that period. So can you walk us through some of the key numbers that you've just announced to the market?
This has been incredibly pleasing, because one of the key elements of our strategy is to deliver the largest and most engaged audience of property seekers to our customers. And, you know, put simply, we want to deliver the most leads and the best leads. The numbers this year have been nothing short of staggering. We've seen incredible growth. You know, in Q1, we averaged 12 million people per month visiting our site. That's over 60% of the adult population in Australia came to realestate.com.au in the first quarter. That's up 37% year on year. And to put it another way, because 60% of our audience only ever comes to realestate.com.au, that means there's 6 million people more access to our site than our nearest competitor. So it's quite an incredible number. We had record numbers across all our states. Very pleasing for us is the number of people who exclusively use our site in Queensland and New South Wales also grew. But in terms of how this impacts our customers, we peaked in October. We've just got the October numbers in. And we had a staggering 125 million visits in October, which was up 36% year on year. But what's interesting, this is not just people looking at properties in lockdown. Buyer inquiry during that period is up 48% year on year. So it just shows that the property industry has got that great resilience and is still performing well.
I'm also hearing from a lot of people too that people are definitely looking at moving as a result of the pandemic. Do you think that that has impacted the numbers at all?
It's part of it. Look, I think the real driver behind the lift in buyer inquiries and buyer activity, I think ultimately it's the great moves being made by both the Reserve Bank of Australia and the government in some of the stimulus measures. All the banks are flush with liquidity at the moment and they are back lending. And, you know, I speak to them a lot. They are fighting each other hand over fist at the moment to try and gain market share, which is a fantastic situation for consumers to be in. So what it means is consumers can get access to finance. And, you know, with interest rates, I saw a headline rate last week of 1.7%. With interest rates at those levels, the interest in property has never been higher. And I think that will underpin both property values, but also I think if people want to sell, they can come to market with confidence. In terms of people wanting to move, we are seeing that in the search numbers. The searches in what I'll call lifestyle destinations, where it might have been a too long a commute to the office, that interest has gone through the roof, because people are realising post this pandemic, they probably don't need to go to the office as much as they might have. We're definitely going to be in that situation with our staff. You know, we don't see a world where we all come back 100% of the time to the office. And so people are starting to rethink where they live, both from a lifestyle perspective, but also some people have realised their houses aren't suited to working from home. They don't have a workspace, they can't shut off from the kids, etc. So others are moving even within their own location to find a better place that's got better working from home facilities.
Yeah, it's a definite thought amongst a lot of people that I've talked to. Do you see this sort of growth continuing, and how do you think it translates into property market trends for 2021?
All signs suggest yes, Sam. So absolutely, I think all the lead indicators that Owen's touched on would say that these trends should continue to increase. As I mentioned, more and more sellers are now feeling confident that now's the right time to sell. So we absolutely see that trend continuing, and Australians' thirst for property will continue as well. I know my wife is keen to look at property interstate. and see if we want to make a lifestyle change that Owen's touched on as well. So I think more than ever, people are starting to rethink what's right for them and their families at the moment.
Yeah, interesting. And speaking of outside of work life, you've both enjoyed a couple of personal highlights in 2020. So Owen, I'll start with you and let's talk AFL because I know you're a big fan. And how about those Wallabies last week? Finally, we had a win.
Long overdue. Cool won't clap on that one though. Cool's a Kiwi, so he's an All Black supporter.
I think it's good for rugby, not great for the All Blacks.
Let's switch codes again then, shall we? The AFL year was disrupted by COVID, but you've actually joined the board of Hawthorn Football Club. So how did that come about?
I'll talk about a passion project for me, Sam. I've been a lifelong Hawthorn supporter. In the middle of this year, in the middle of COVID, I was approached by the Hawks to see if I'd be interested in joining the board. It was probably the shortest amount of time I've ever had to think about anything in my life. It was an instantaneous yes. And so I officially joined the board at the AGM in December, and I'm absolutely excited and proud to hopefully contribute to our great club.
So one better next year?
Well, we didn't have a good year. You know, some teams adapted to the hub life that was required for COVID well, and others didn't. And I think the Hawks probably didn't, because we'd started off the year brilliantly. We won 3 out of our first 4 games. We beat Richmond, who won the premiership. We beat Brisbane, who finished in the top 4. We were going along very nicely, and then COVID hit. Season stopped for a while, and we just didn't seem to come back from that. So I'm hoping we're in for a better year next year.
Yeah, I think everyone knows what to well, everyone's had some experience this year, so let's hope that's the case. And cool, you became a dad again. So how are you enjoying the new family dynamic?
Yeah, I was lucky to be a dad again January this year. We welcomed a beautiful daughter, Alina, sister to Ari, who's 3, and also a German Shepherd, who's 4. So very, very lucky to introduce another family member earlier this year. And I'm trying to convince my wife that that'll do us for now. And it's an ongoing debate at home.
Yeah, well, the German Shepherd sounds interesting too. So there's 2 young ones and a young dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very lucky though. It's all self-inflicted, Sam, so very lucky.
Yeah, amazing. And so finally, as we look to the end of the year, and I can't believe how quickly the end of the year is approaching us, what are your plans for Christmas? Owen, I'll start with you.
So we're lucky enough. We've got a house down at Janjuk on the surf coast here. It's about an hour and a quarter out of town. And I like to get down there and just not do much other than swim, walk on the beach and sit on the back deck with a nice glass of wine. So that's incredibly relaxing. And, you know, it's been really hard. We haven't been able to get down there because of the Ring of Steel around Melbourne. Now that that's lifted, we're very much looking forward to getting down there and relaxing after a couple of days at the cricket, hopefully. They're restricting the crowd for the Boxing Day test this year, but I'll be moving heaven and earth. I haven't missed a Boxing Day test in about 30 years, so I'm hoping this is not my first year.
Yeah, absolutely. And cool, what will you be getting up to?
Hopefully now that the borders have opened up, my wife's from Coffs Harbour, so we'll plan a trip up north, pack the car up and take the kids and wife up to Coffs Harbour and spend some time with the in-laws, work on my tan on the beach, hopefully without a mask, and just as Owen said, let the hair down a little bit. It's been challenging the last few months, especially with the lockdowns in Victoria. So looking forward to a little bit of freedom and hopefully a great time with family interstate.
Now, this wouldn't be an episode of the Elevate podcast without me asking you about some of the resources. So can I ask you what's on the reading list for the Christmas break?
I've just started Elton John's autobiography.
Oh, it's good. I've read that.
So I'm about a couple of chapters in, so I'm really enjoying it. So I'm going to actually save that for down the beach.
And cool.
Yeah, look, I'm into No Rules, which is the Netflix culture of reinvention. And there's some fantastic theories and operating models within that they touch on. So I'm about a third of the way through that and looking forward to finishing that over the next few weeks.
Any New Year's resolutions? Are you guys resolutions kind of guys?
I normally don't make resolutions, but I sort of have some goals in the back of my mind that I'd like. I think the only New Year's resolution I've made in the last 5 years was to eat more Peking duck. and I can tell that was 2 years ago, and I can tell you I met the resolution, I delivered. Look, as I go into 2021, in terms of personal things, COVID was tough, but there were also some good things that came out of it. You know, I've spent more time with my family in the past 6 months than I have in a long time because of, you know, travel with work, and with that stopping, you know, that's been a great outcome. I've also managed to get incredibly fit over the past lockdown in particular. I'm just about to crack 1,000 kilometres since the lockdown started on August 3rd. So I've dropped a bit of weight and done a lot of walking. So I'm hopefully I can keep that going into 2021.
Yeah, congratulations. That's amazing and cool. Any resolutions for you?
No, I didn't have a Peking duck resolution. I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, but I guess one thing that comes to mind just reflecting on this year is a mindset shift and being more courageous and challenging status quo. I think this year we were all forced to change out of desperation, and I think, you know, we've also learnt a lot and probably proved some assumptions false as well. So I think moving into next year, I'd love to continue that theme of challenging one another across the industry on what we could do differently and better. And so for me, it's probably coming from a place of inspiration and as opposed to desperation into the new year, but no official New Year's resolution I want to commit to.
Yeah, now that was a great learning this year. Was we saw when the industry comes together as one, it can achieve greatness. You know, here in Victoria, you know, in our second lockdown, both us and our competitor and the industry and the REIV, we all worked together and pulled in one direction and managed to get the market open up about a month earlier than the roadmap said, knowing it would be COVID safe. It just shows the strength and the power of working together on a particular problem.
We've never had a problem this big where we've had to collaborate so much, so it just goes to show it is possible.
Absolutely.
Have you asked the big fella being Santa for anything this year? Is, you know, you hoping that Santa delivers something specifically?
I am the worst person to buy for because I feel like I've already got everything I want. So, you know, my family is constantly, please give me ideas. I cycle a bit, so I've said anything to do with cycling and the beach, that'll keep me in good stead. And hopefully something that if we get back travelling again soon, you know, looking forward to getting overseas again. So it's anything to do with travel as well.
And maybe a Hawks win in the grand final.
Oh, if Santa can deliver that, that's the only thing I want.
fair enough. Cool.
Well, outside of Collingwood hopefully winning the flag next year, I'd probably want to help enable some of the things that Owen said. The COVID vaccine that was announced this morning to pull through and everyone gets access to that pretty quickly. Hopefully this side of Christmas would be fantastic. And I think that'll free up a lot of us to have more to liberty to do things we want to do. So nothing specific outside of hopefully some positive news in the healthcare sector, which is where I've worked in the past. And I'm kind of rooting for Pfizer to come through or any one of them to come through with the vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be an amazing Christmas gift. So where to from here for REA? I'm not going to, Owen, given our record, I'm not going to ask you to predict.
No, please don't, Sam, please. No predictions.
I'm not going to ask you to predict anything, but what would you like to see for REA in 2021?
I am so excited about 2021. And part of it's the reason that Cool alluded to, you know, we've shown this year that almost no problem can't be overcome, you know. And then when you have that problem lifted from you, all of a sudden it feels like anything is possible. And so I've challenged the team in here, you know, I think there's an opportunity to think bold now. And, you know, I see so many opportunities for us in so many areas. We just announced our India acquisition last week, and that is the world's fastest growing trillion-dollar economy. So there's so much to do in that space to take us to number one. We've still got so many things we think we can deliver in terms of value on the rent side to our customers. Financial services businesses growing from strength to strength at the moment. So I just think there are so many fantastic opportunities for REA, and I'm really looking forward to 2021 and to saying goodbye to 2020.
yeah, absolutely. It's been a long year for sure. Cool.
I guess similar to Owen, so many things to look forward to. And again, picking up on that mindset shift of being bold and courageous, there's so many different areas us as an industry can work together to shape the industry for the years ahead. You know, looking forward to a new president in the US. That'll be fantastic, I think, for so many different economies and the world. But look, there's no denying it's been a challenging year for so many people in Australia. And one of the things I'm looking forward to early in 2021 is just reflecting on the year that was and celebrating and recognising the amazing work the industry did as we worked together, and also the individuals and agencies that delivered some stellar results in what was a tough, tough year. So with that in mind, early in 2021, we'll be kicking off our REA Excellence Awards, the areas, and we're looking forward to celebrating and recognising the best of the best in the industry. And If you haven't submitted for one of the criteria or awards, I highly recommend our customers do so. I think entries close around the 18th of November. So looking forward to putting 2020 behind us, but equally celebrating some amazing results amongst some challenging circumstances.
Yeah, well, we always look forward to the areas, actually. And I just wanted to touch on that quickly before we wrap it up, because there are some new areas being given out next year. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so we've taken the feedback on board from a number of our customers. And so what we're doing this year is continuing with the submission-based awards, which I urge, you know, all our customers to go through and submit. And equally, we're going to leverage the data of realestate.com.au and realcommercial.com.au and introduce some data-led awards where you don't have to submit, but we will be rewarding and recognising the best of the best within residential and commercial, etc. So that'll be fantastic. And again, off the back of feedback from customers.
So these are actual merit-based, number-based awards.
Absolutely.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's great to have you guys back, and congratulations on having such a solid year in what has been such a challenging time. If there was one piece of advice or one last thought that you'd like to leave agents with, what would that be?
I think keep doing what you're doing. I think, you know, as Cool said, this industry has shown its resilience this year. It has delivered exceptional outcomes for their vendors, for their landlords, for tenants. And I would say don't lose sight of that as we move into the new year. You know, the excellence that's been delivered in the tough times, if we carry that excellence through to the good times, then the good times will roll.
The good times will be really good. Cool. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, equally, I think take confidence of how resilient this industry is. The rate of change in the last few months would have taken years if it wasn't for COVID. So take confidence from that. Be bold, be courageous. You know, pick up the phone and call myself or Owen or whoever it might be at REA and tell us how we can continue to collaborate and work together and keep reinventing how the property industry works moving forward. So that'll be my piece of advice. Be bold and courageous.
That's it. We've got this. Guys, Owen, Cool, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. And congratulations, 3 from 3 with Mumbrella Publisher Award. So congratulations to you and Mark and the rest of the team at Elite Agent.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.